Good morning. My name is Brodoluwa Oyedele. I'm from the Obafemi Awolowo University, Ile-Ife, Nigeria. I'll be speaking to us on the assessment, design and assessment of a capillary irrigation system for fertilizer microdosing in vegetable production. Here I'll be giving a brief background of the overall project that we are doing, then also introduce us to the research objectives, the methodology, and resource and discussion, and I'll give the summary and the conclusion. This is the background of the study. What I'm reporting today is a portion of a big study that we are conducting in Nigeria. It's been funded by IDRC Canada. It's on empowerment of poor resource women farmers on indigenous vegetables in Nigeria. And what we are doing now is a scaling up. We had an earlier project that was handled in Nigeria and also in Benin Republic. That was a parallel project that was being done on a vegetable. And in Nigeria, we came up with the innovation of indigenous vegetables production. While in the Republic of Benin, they worked on a microdosing, fertilizer microdosing. That is application of a small proportion of fertilizer at the right time, at the right placement, to be able to produce cereals. They were producing cereals. So the two projects were merged together now for using the microdose technology for the production of indigenous vegetables in both Nigeria and Benin Republic. So the overall aim is to increase food and nutritional security and empower resource poor women farmers in the West African sub-region through integration of fertilizer microdosing with indigenous vegetable innovation. Our study is located in Nigeria. That's seven states, encompasses seven states in Nigeria and all the Republic of Benin. And the overall aim we had of the agronomic trials, which I'm going to report a portion of it, is to fine-tune the fertilizer microdosing that was the Benin people worked on, and also determine the optimum fertilizer application rate for indigenous vegetables, and to determine efficient and optimum water management for indigenous vegetables under fertilizer microdosing regime. And that is what I'm going to talk about this morning, and to determine the optimum management practices for the production of this seed. We worked with the Teferia, Amaranthus viridis, Solanum macrocarpon, and Osimum graticidum. So along the line, we some innovations we developed for the farmer was these simple tools that rural women could use to transplant indigenous vegetables. It's already the prongs are already spaced, so that what they just need to do is dip it into the soil, and they can now transplant the vegetables onto those holes. And also, this same tool could also be used for spot application of fertilizers precisely at the root zone of the vegetables. Here on the right is a picture of the women being trained on how to use the tools. So we came about how, because one problem with vegetable is that in the West Africa region is that during the rainy season, it's very cheap. It's more economically beneficial to the women farmers during the dry season. But during the dry season, we have problem of scarcity of water, and becomes because women are a majority of the people engaged in this vegetable farming. We have there's a peculiar problem with women, because irrigation of vegetables, especially in the hot tropical climate, has to be done very early in the morning or very late in the evening. And women are responsible for taking care of the household in the morning, so they have to prepare the children for school, and it becomes very difficult for them. Also in the evening, they have to prepare food for the household. So we have to look for a method that can I'll be more economical for the women. Traditionally, they use the sprinkler irrigation, just using hose and pouring water. It wastes, this method wastes water, and also it causes soil compaction, the surface sealing, and also erosion of soil, and also washing away of most of the fertilizer applied. Then we also use the sprinkler irrigation, that is using the sprinklers, which also is time consuming. So we came out with the this design. Here we have it's made of a PVC pipe, and with the PVC pipe we have some tubes. We pile graded sand, just like a sandbox at intervals on the pool. So the sandbox is in contact with water inside the reservoir. So through this, water can move by capillary to the plant. This is buried in the soil, and it is the root zone, so that it, in response to plant uptake, evapotranspiratory demand, the water moves directly to the root zone. So with this method, what they just need to do is bury it. You can see the farmers, the women, what they just need to do is pour water. That's an outlet. Just pour water in the outlet, and this water can remain. So the water rises based on demand. And if the soil is very wet, then water remains in the reservoir. And this is showing us some of the water moving down, moving upward, and it gradually spread on this bed. So the study I said some of the advantages of this method is that it reduces drudgery involved in irrigation and fertilizer application, because fertilizer can be mixed with the water and just simply pour into the reservoir. Then so it is gender friendly, because you can pour the water anytime, either in the sun, either in the morning or during the afternoon, whenever the women are free, they can go there to apply the water. Then it saves time, it saves cost, and it's also environmentally friendly, because water remains within the reservoir. I mean, the fertilizer remains within the reservoir, and it doesn't go out into the environment. So we did a study to compare the yield under the capillary irrigation method, and also to compare the effects of different methods of fertilizer application on yield. So this is the experimental treatments. We had the sprinkler, that is the manual sprinkler, then the capillary irrigation with 40 kilogram per hectare of nitrogen with sprinkler, with capillary. What we did, fatigation, because we want to say, okay, what we trained the women was to use the spot application. But we want to compare if they are not using the spot application, because the spot application is a little tedious for the farmer. Then what if they use banding with the same rate? Are they going to obtain the same similar result in terms of yield? Or if they use fertigation, they just dissolve the fertilizer in water and apply with irrigation water with the sprinkler, are they going to have different yield? So the study was laid out in a randomized complete block design with 4 replicates, and we used two locations, one in the rainforest zone, and the other was in the drier zone, that is the savannah. Successive harvests were taken, because the shoot yield is what we are after. So the crops were harvested 3 weeks after transplanting, 5 weeks after transplanting, and 7 weeks after transplanting, because it regenerates after harvesting. Then you can harvest again 3 times. Usually by the time you harvest about 3rd time, the plants becomes lignified, and they are not really suitable for market. This the layout, laying out the field, and this harvesting of the vegetables on the field. So here we see the result. We can see The first treatment is the control, that is the farmer's practice, using 80 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare and under the sprinkler irrigation. And this is the fresh yield under the capillary irrigation method, which is significantly higher than all other methods. But you can see that the spot application and the drill application, and also the fatigation using the sprinkler, did not give significantly different yield, either in the rainforest zone and also in the drier zone. This we also measure the greenness index using the SPAD meter, and this is the greener, because the vegetables, the greener the vegetable, the more marketable they are. So in terms of greenness, the control, that is the farmer's practice, was much lower, while there were no significant differences on the other methods, the fatigation and the capillary irrigation method. Then we also the same thing for plant height. Then we look at water used per kilogram of fresh amaranth on the field. So this is the rainforest. Why this represents the savanna? The water used in the savanna regions was significantly higher. The dry region was significantly higher than the rainforest region. And here is the under the capillary irrigation, the water used either in the rainforest zone during the dry, in the drier region and the forest region, was significantly less than the control and all other treatment. Meanwhile, the spot application and the drill application also, the differences were not statistically significant. So we now look at what is the comparing the capillary in terms of the water deficit per hectare per amaranth, that is in the millions of liters. You could see, compared to the capillary, we are saving, compared to the control, we are saving 19 million liters of water per hectare compared to the control. And also under the meanwhile, either we use the capillary or the drill application method, these differences were not also statistically significant, but we will still save up to 9 million liters of water per hectare compared to the capillary irrigation. So in summary, the capillary irrigation innovation produced more fresh vegetable yield compared to all other treatments, and also there was a threefold increase in water required to produce 1 kilogram of fresh amaranth in savanna ecosystem compared to the forest. The capillary irrigation system significantly reduced the volume of water required to produce fresh amaranth, and the effect was more pronounced in the savanna ecosystem. While the differences in yield and water use between the spot and band application fertilizer were not significant. Then on the average, 1.1 million liters and 6 million liters of water per hectare respectively was saved by growing season with the capillary irrigation system. So these are just ongoing systems so we want to acknowledge the IDRC and the Global Affairs Canada for supporting us with the fund. Thank you very much. Yes.
So that's
19,000 cubic meters per hectare. Yes. Yeah. 19,000 cubic meters per hectare. That's 19 million liters per hectare.
19,000 million liters.
That's a lot. Yeah, it's quite actually when I calculated it, I was alarmed. I thought something was wrong with my calculation. But when I looked at literature, I found that I was still in the right.
Okay.